Good morning. Friday morning, 7:35 a.m. on Friday, October the 3rd, 2014. It is cold. It is quite cold. 17 minutes and 54 seconds on the first bit. So just under 18 minutes on the first mile. Close enough. The extra photo takes an extra half to a minute. So that's not too bad. It's cold. Did I mention it's cold? It's cold. I had to put the phone in my pocket and put my hands in my jeans because they were freezing up. I didn't bring a pair of gloves this morning. And the wind has come up since I started. It's a little bit of a breeze. It's 38 or so. It's not quite 40. The sun isn't up yet to warm the sky, the ground, the air. So it's really kind of... Yeah. Yesterday was a troubling day. I just didn't have it. I got home from dropping the kid at school and it was like I stood there in the garage and said, I think I'm gonna throw up. Literally, that's what I thought, I'm gonna throw up. And I thought, no, that's not good. So I went back inside, bundled up and drank plenty of fluids. Took a little nap in the morning. Went to bed at 8:30 last night and slept through till almost 5. It was the first solid night's sleep I've had all week. So that was a good thing. And I'm pretty sure that the problem was overtired. That sort of queasy, bobble-headed feeling that comes from not getting enough sleep for too many days in a row. And tonight's going to be probably an awkward night. I've got a lot to do today, none of which has to do with writing, because I've got in-laws showing up. My wife's father is going to stop by for a visit on his way through to California. And so, we found out yesterday that he's stopping today, so we have full panic mode going now. Oh my God, my father's coming. We have to clean this place up. My response to which was, really, why? I got a kind of a stink eye look for that. So yeah, I'm gonna go home and deal with my mailing list. Let the sun come up a little bit and dry the grass. Put this thing back in my pocket so I can warm my hands. Let the sun get up, dry the grass so I can mow the front yard. Front yard is in violation of the yard police rules and regulations governing the length of grass. And it's imperative that we get that taken care of before any enforcement activity occurs. Or before her father shows up, whichever comes first. My goal for the day is the same goal I've had every day this week, which is to get double share formatted for paper and uploaded. Today is Friday. I've been trying to get this thing done all week. And after a good first start on Tuesday, the rest of the week has been kind of not as successful as I might have hoped. trying to walk fast enough to jolt her a little, to generate a little body heat. And my shins are saying, hey, what do you think you're doing? So it's either pain or frozen, I'm not sure. It's a difficult decision to make. So yeah, we'll see what today brings. It's also nice stop. There's two in a row that just ran the stop sign. Interesting. I could tell there wasn't a cop there because there were two in a row who ran the stop sign. But tonight is All-State audition night. I have to drive to the younger daughter. 40 miles. For her 15-minute audition. And 40 miles back. So it's going to be a tedious evening. Good news is I can take a book and read while she's doing that, because I'm not allowed to attend the auditions. I just have to be the chauffeur. There. Turning east. The sun is high enough in the sky now that I've got some sunlight on me. That helps. Definitely fall in the air. Post. What am I thinking about? I'm thinking about Mike Shatskin and his commentary on the Amazon supporting commentary, or the, I guess it was the publisher bashing commentariat. I saw it on Passive Guy, passivevoice.com, and he, it was really quite, it was quite a lot more insulting than he usually is, which is curious, I'm not quite sure. He is a spokesman for, and a mouthpiece for, his bread and butter, his bread is buttered by mainstream press, so there's a certain amount of pro-pub rhetoric that I expect from him, but this is a little more extreme even than for him. And to be honest, it's like, okay, well, anybody who agrees with Amazon is automatically anti-publisher. And that's crazy. I mean, it's just, no, that's not right. Authors United still makes me go, really? You know so little about your own business that you think this is a good idea. Actually, I've gone on record as saying I hope Hachette wins because it will keep mainstream press out of my business. Or will help to keep mainstream press out of my business, because what will happen is that if Hachette wins their argument and Amazon does what I think they need to do, which is let them have their way, and then the others will follow. And then the logical thing for Amazon to do at that point in time is recognize that most of their business does not come from mainstream pub, instead comes from indies, and do something to make Amazon be attractive to indies in a way that does not include exclusivity. And its exclusivity is the big rock that a lot of us are not willing to try to stay behind. This is not how you build readership. It's not how, as an author, it's not how I do what's in my own best interest. By granting it to exclusivity to Amazon, while they are my biggest market, they're not my only market. And as long as they're not my only market, they have to play by the rules. They have to play on the same field as Barnes & Noble and Nook. You know, they don't have to play quite as nicely because Nook and Kobo. Neither Nook nor Kobo have a comparable platform in terms of reader experience, and for that matter, I can't speak for iBook because I don't Apple. But there is an interesting. There's some interesting things that I might like to do. Pre-order is not one of them. I have a lot of people asking for pre-order, and pre-order doesn't help me. The question is, does pre-order help future readers? And I'm not sure it does. But in terms of the Amazon algorithms, pre-order does not help me. I have not yet seen it being helpful. It may help people. The jury is still out on it because of the way they're changing. For example, they've changed the algorithms on new release waiting. So it's much more difficult to get a higher debut rating because I think because they're factoring in pre-orders. And the problem is they're not factoring in pre-orders as full sales, apparently. They're factoring them in too early and in a way that is confusing. It's not exactly clear to me how they're being weighted. it does appear that borrows and reads through Kindle Unlimited account for 1/10 of a buy. So you have to have 10 people borrow from the Kindle Online Library or read from Kindle Unlimited in order to get the same benefit as one sale from Amazon's algorithms. So yeah, Kindle Unlimited is not, it's not something I'm going to accept exclusivity to sign up for. It's just not worth it. I could see where a lot of people who might have like $2.99 books or 99 cent books might want to do that. Because if the payout is more than the cost of the book, then it makes a certain amount of sense to put up a short story for 99 cents. And if somebody gets it on Kindle Unlimited, I get $1.54. Okay, yeah, that's, I can see how that's going to work. And for short fiction, for the 99 cent stuff, even $2.99 stuff, I can see where Kindle Unlimited is going to get filled up with these shorter works that can't generate revenue on their own. That's one of the curious bits. The question is whether or not readers will follow along and go over to Kindle Unlimited. I've had 6 books that I bought in the last couple of weeks where the choice was buy the book or read it for free from Kindle Unlimited, and I bought the book just because I don't want to encourage people to get into Kindle Unlimited. I think it's a bad idea, in part because it requires exclusivity, and I'm not going to support a product that requires people to be exclusive. It's the same with the Countdown deal. The Countdown deal is a great gimmick. It's a great promotional idea. I'm not going there because I'm not going exclusive. So yeah, you won't find those. Anyway, I did make it. I'm at the back gate, or almost at the back gate. I try to get this phone out of my pocket without hurting anything. And in a little while, I have to come out and mow this lawn. It is a little shaggy looking. Suppose I'm gonna have to go get a haircut, put on clean shoes or something. Anyway, I am now at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.